We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And reaction to the news about a delay has been mixed among teachers and principals. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has been gauging that reaction, and he joins us now. Steve, what have you been hearing from those teachers and principals?
Well, Linda, there definitely is a sense of relief. Obviously, they would have liked for this news to have come sooner. I'm sure a lot of parents are in that same boat, too. But, it's a relief only up to a certain point because there are still so many questions here. One principal I talked to really emphasized to me that the city's job is not done now simply because they announced this delay. There's still so much more that needs to happen, so many more questions that need to be answered around teacher programming, testing, the safety of each school building. Another teacher said this felt like just kind of kicking the can down the road and brought up a kind of valid point that if these questions weren't answered over the last 2 months, then how are they going to be answered in these next 3 weeks? So definitely some relief, but I think it's still a lot of apprehension more than anything else.
Well, how happy are they with how this all played out between the mayor and union leadership?
You know, I think this may have deepened the divide a bit more within different factions of the union. Teachers said they had no advance notice of this agreement. Union leadership, Mike Mulgrew, never went back to the rank and file to see how they felt about this before he made the announcement with the mayor. That made a lot of people pretty angry at Mike Mulgrew. There's a sense that this deal was done out of political expediency more than anything else, since some members said they were getting geared up to possibly go on strike. But they sensed that Mike Mulgrew wasn't going to let that happen from the beginning.
Well, even beyond the COVID-19 issues, there are still a lot of concerns for people in schools, the budget cuts and layoffs, right?
Right. This is definitely still on the minds of teachers. And even if, you know, all the COVID safety concerns are met, and that's still really a big question mark, schools could still be decimated by the city and the state's fiscal situation right now. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza said if the state follows through on these budget cuts that Governor Cuomo's threatening, if there isn't any more federal aid that comes their way, then the city could be looking at laying off around 9,000 teachers, which of course would make things even more difficult than they already are for them. One teacher I talked to said all these threats the past few days weren't just about COVID and the health concerns. It was kind of a buildup over the last few years of public schools needing to do more with less, not getting the funding they thought they deserved. So I don't think this tension is going to be going away anytime soon.
No, lots of frustration all around. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns with the latest.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.